Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 139 for Wednesday, November 12th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were higher Wednesday morning, tracking the soy complex and receiving spillover support from European rapeseed oil futures and Malaysian palm oil. Values were $5 to $7 higher, with the January contract sitting at $442.40 per ton. Soybeans rallied on Tuesday when Canadian markets were closed for Remembrance Day, and canola was catching up on Wednesday as the U.S. market remained pointed higher. Values also received a report from technical buying after some key price targets were breached. However, concerns about the potential size of the South American crop limited the gains. Light scale-up farmer selling did temper the upside. The Canadian dollar was slightly higher, which cuts into crush margins and makes canola less attractive on the international market. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. Chicago markets for corn, wheat, and soybeans were all higher. Soybeans were 5 to 7 cents per bushel higher, with the January contract checking in at $10.69 a bushel. Speculation about spot market tightness is boosting values along with continued demand. Meal margins are on the increase, while there has been a slight reduction in the Brazilian soybean projections. Corn was 7 to 8 cents per bushel higher, with the December contract sitting at $3.81 per bushel. A lack of fresh news and spillover support from soybeans encouraged some buying. The U.S. harvest in the eastern U.S. was also slowed by the winter storm near the Great Lakes region. More talk of healthy ethanol exports going forward also provided underlying support. U.S. wheat was 13 to 16 cents higher, with the December contract at 540. The Arctic air that has descended on the U.S. has raised the specter of winter kill for the winter wheat crop. Broad-based commodity support and a weakening U.S. dollar also underpin the market. Millers are reportedly looking for quality soft red winter wheat due to the onset of the holiday season. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, November 12th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.